Hi dear friends, this is Samin, and today I want to speak about another lesson of VIP lessons, virtues. Virtue means value, and in this lesson AJ speaks about some foundational masculine values. In fact, some values related to men. They are necessary for every man to have this kind of virtues. And AJ speaks and he says that unfortunately in our media men are being told that they are not good, they have to change themselves, and all of these things are causing that men feel lost. They feel that they have no purpose in their life. They have no confidence. And another side of this issue is that in our media, women are being trained to criticize their men. And this is a disaster for our society, you know, because women have to support their men. In fact, they have to encourage men to develop this kind of virtues. So, in fact, that's why AJ says that this lesson is important even for women. So, I want to speak about these virtues. These virtues are contained in these items: strength, courage, mastery, and honor. These four items are the most important virtues of every man. So about strength, I have to say that strength is based on the most important role of men in many years ago. You can imagine that many years ago, for example, thousands of years ago, human being had to fight with their enemies, fight with wild animals, and all of this thing needed to a man who was very strong to fight with all of these enemies and all of the other things. You know, we have two kind of strength: physical strength and mental strength. Physical strength refers to be strong physically. In fact, you have to do some work, some activities to strengthen yourself, to reinforce your body. And for example, AJ mentioned to some exercise like push-up and pull-ups and lifting weights. Or he says that men can participate in some martial arts. And you know, the benefit of martial arts is that two guys have to fight with each other and have to beat each other, and this is a real fight, not just pretending that they are fighting. They have to fight and they have to beat themselves, and someone have to beat another, defeat another, and in fact this is a real fight. And this kind of fighting, this kind of activities help you to become more confident. And in fact, and the more you become strong, the other people respect you more. And this is the benefits of become a strong person. So mentally strength is that, for example, is another part of strong, and it refers to that, for example, when you face with problem, you don't cry, you run away, and you have to face with your problem, you have to encounter with your problem, you have to try to solve your problem, find a solution for your problem, and all of this thing needs to be strong to need to have a strong toughness. Okay. You know, when you become a strong person, there are some benefits like you will become more confident and the other people respect you. So about the other virtue of men, courage. Courage is the opposite of fear and cowardice. And it's a willingness to fight. You know, when no one respects no one respects the ones who are afraid to fight for what he believes or for defending from himself or from his family and his tribe. In fact, courage is not a virtue that every man have to develop within himself, and it's not feeling fear is not bad, and maybe all of us are afraid to do some work, but the worst is that you let the fear control you. You have to feel the fear, and you have to encounter with this fear. You have to face with this fear, and you have to go ahead to fight or to solve your problem. Okay, so in fact, to develop this virtue of it yourself, AJ suggests some methods, some technique, and he says that, for example, courage in fighting with the other people, with your enemy, you can do some martial arts that I mentioned before. And for example, for being a courageous man in public speaking, you can practice this part of a courage. You can speak in front of the other people. And courage, another meaning of courage, for example, self-defense, and self-defense physically and self-defense verbally. Verbally means that you have this skill that to persuade the other people, to prove your words, to persuade them that you're right. So you have to practice all of them. Maybe it's it takes a long time, but it's worth to try. So about another virtue of men, I have to speak about strength, courage, mastery. Mastery is another virtue of men, and this is very important for men to cultivate this virtue within themselves. So mastery of a valuable skill. In fact, what kind of skill you should be master to be a virtuous person, to be a valuable person? You have to be a master in some skills that contribute to your tribe, to help to your tribe. What does it mean? In fact, you can see that maybe you contribute with your tribe and your family with fighting. You have to be a master in fighting for your beliefs, in fighting for defending from your family. And you can do that by learning some self-defense and by practicing and become more strong person. Or financial freedom will help you to contribute to your family. For example, you can create your own business and be a master in this work, or maybe become a master in self-defense that I mentioned, and as verbal self-defense, I said that about this issue, and I said that you have to learn how to persuade other people. About honor, I have to say that there are a lot of meaning for honor, but here it means loyalty. Loyalty to your tribe, to do something that benefits your tribe. And for example, don't cheat your tribe, don't backstep them, and all of this thing you have to do to prove your loyalty to your tribe. And maybe sometimes you don't agree with them to do some works, but because you know that it benefits your tribe, you do it. But this is something that this is a mutual relationship. You have to demand from the other people in your tribe to be more loyalty with you, and you have to get rid of some people that they have no loyalty, they are not honorable person, and you have to in fact cut your connection with them. So I said this four virtue that are very important for men, and all of men have to develop these virtues within themselves. And we have another category of virtues that I mentioned was higher virtues. Higher virtues means, for example, religious virtues or spiritual virtues, ethical virtues. All of these virtues is very important, but without foundational masculine values, foundational virtues, these virtues are bad. These virtues are not valuable virtues, and maybe they become corrupt, they become a bad thing without these foundational values. And maybe even you are, for example, a kindness person and a kind person, or a about generosity or about forgiveness. If you have this kind of virtue, but you don't have a very strong foundational virtue, it doesn't work. And you have to develop this foundational virtue at the first, and then these higher virtues become worthy. You know, I want to say an example about this topic. For example, imagine that you are a kind person, but you are a weak person also, and someone do something bad with you, and you forgive it, you forgive him, and here your forgiveness is not coming from your strength. You forgive that person not because that you are very strong person and you are the ones that have let go of all your anger and all your upset. In fact, here you forgive that person because you don't want to conflict with him, you don't want to fight with him, and this is very bad. This is maybe hurt you, this is maybe make you unhappy, and here your kindness won't help you, and in fact maybe it hurts you. So I want to finish my words, and so I want to say a summary about all of my words. So we have four kind of virtues: foundational virtues, a strong courage, mastery, and honor. And another category of virtues are higher virtues, that in fact these higher virtues have to be with these foundational virtues. And without these foundational virtues, higher virtues have no worth, And all of men have to develop this kind of foundational virtues to be a virtuous man. So thanks a lot for listening to me. I really like to hear about your opinion about this topic and about your experience about this topic. And thanks a lot again for listening, and bye for now.